You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, and I'm joined by Brian McTaggart of MLB.com. And we're going to look at the 2015 Astros. Big changes in the offseason, Brian. Let's start at the top with A.J. Hinch. What have you seen? What have you been impressed by? How is he different?
Well, he's been very, very impressive. We'll see what kind of manager he is. But just from day one, just the communication and the openness, he pulled all the players aside as soon as they came in and said, here's your role, here's what you have to do to make the team. And anytime a player has a question about what he has to do, he can go in and the manager will tell him. He's a straight shooter. But they've had a lot of fun, too. He had a basketball contest where they all shot baskets and the players loved it. But, you know, we'll see what kind of manager he is on the field. But, you know, I think so far, just with the positive energy and the communication, and you know, it wasn't that long ago he was a player, and I think he knows what a lot of these guys are going through coming to camp, trying to see salvage careers, trying to see if they can make teams. So he's sensitive to that as well.
And just from the outside looking in, it looks like the coaching staff, smart, innovative. You got some experienced guys like Richie Dower, Brent Strom, the pitching coach, very innovative guy. You've been impressed with what you've seen of the pitching coach?
Yeah, Strom, I think, has done a great job the last couple of years. He's the only – he and his Craig Bjornsson, his assistant, are the only coaches that came back, and for good reason. I mean, look at the work they did with Dallas Keuchel and Colin McHugh. I think Brent Strom is a big reason because of their success. But, yeah, Gary Pettis obviously has had a great career and stole a lot of bases. So they have some guys that can run. Marisnik can run. VR can run Altuve. So he's going to be invaluable on those guys. Dave Hudgens coming over for the Mets seems to have struck up a good rapport with the guys. So it is a good veteran coaching staff.
You know, and one of the things Jeff Luhnow did was he traded some prospects, these prized prospects he'd worked so hard to build a farm system with, to get veteran guys like Gattis and who else? Oh, and they go out and they sign the two relievers and they sign Rasmus. Do you think trading prospects means that the Astros are in a different place, that Jeff feels it is time or it is possible to take a step up?
Yeah, I think definitely for the first couple of years he was on the job, it was trading veterans for prospects, and they dealt off pretty much everybody, and we all know what happened, and the farm system got better. And now that the farm system is probably top five or six, now they are starting to deal away. So they've dealt away some impressive arms. Tropiano, they dealt away Jared Kosar, so they haven't been shy about dealing away some of their pitching depth. But yeah, the times have changed. The ship has turned a little bit. It's time to build on 70 wins last year. I know a lot of teams would be disappointed with 70, but when you come from 51 and you go to 70, that's a big step. So they want to take another step. They opened up the wallets a little bit. The payroll is going to be about $70 million. So those two things combined, I think, shows a commitment that they're ready to start winning.
As you look at the club, what's the strength of the Astros right now?
Well, I have to say their bullpen. And we really,
That's ironic. That's weird to say.
Yeah, they've had one of the worst bullpens the last few years, but they went out and put money in it. Qualls is back. Qualls did a nice job as closer last year, just when he wasn't facing the A's. But adding Gregerson and Neshek, and even a guy like Joe Thatcher, all of a sudden you have a veteran bullpen that could have a chance to be really good. They're going to hit a lot. They're going to have a lot of power. I think they have a chance to lead the American League in home runs. So, but I think the bullpen is going to make a big difference because they blew a lot of saves the last few years.
Yeah, and obviously the offense is going to be much different with Rasmus, with Gattis, with Carter for a full season, with Jed Lowry. Good offense?
Yeah, I think real good. They're going to strike out a lot, but A.J. Hinch said, you know, strike out at the right time. Don't strike out when we need to move a runner or if we have runners in scoring position. But the thing about the offense, it's going to be deep. It's going to start with Altuve. Springer comes right at you at the number two hole. Then you're going to have some thumpers in Carter and Gattis and Rasmus. And then Jason Castro's had a really nice spring. People forget about him. He was an all-star a couple of years ago. He could hit six or seven. Jed Lowry, a switch hitter, hitting six or seven. So you're going to have a deep lineup, a very dangerous lineup. If Chris Carter can cut down on the strikeouts again and be the Chris Carter we saw for 2 months last year, when he was kind of one of the most feared sluggers in the game, then I think you have a really, really good lineup.
You know, and one of the things Jeff Luhnow did was he kind of made the roster a revolving door to try to find players. And so in Keuchel, in McHugh, who else, help me here, in guys that have emerged as players, certainly Altuve emerged as a star player, it's sort of like you can't do it all through these high draft picks. You have to go out and find, trust your baseball people, and they've done that.
Yeah, McHugh was a waiver claim. Keuchel was in the system. They claim Will Harris, who could be in the bullpen off waivers. Yeah, if you look at the construction of the roster, it's going to be some drafted guys, but mostly it's going to be guys that they've picked up on trades or off waivers. And they haven't been shy about claiming guys off waivers and giving them a shot. We've seen that with several guys.
Fans want a good team, but yeah, they want an interesting team too. And it looks just, obviously, Altuve is, to me, just one of the most fun players to watch. But Springer has star written all over him, the way he carries himself, the talent, all the stuff. He kind of gets it all the way across, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a complete deal, and he cares. He cares about his teammates. I think if they lose a game, if this thing gets going and they're playing in September and they lose a tight game, I think George Springer's going to take it harder than anybody. He's going to be the guy we're all going to go to, and you know, how gut-wrenching was that loss. But he does have star written all over him. And, man, if he could stay healthy, and with the numbers he put up last year, in just half a season he hit 20 home runs. That was coming up to the majors and struggling for 2 weeks when he looked lost. So I think that experience last year, he's more comfortable now. I think if he stays healthy, I think he could be an all-star, and I think he could have a monster season.
Thanks, Brian.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night, on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.